and you're very welcome to the very, very small podcast. Now, what's behind the music? We've all heard the stories like Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA, the song which is in reality a protest anthem from the point of view of a Vietnam veteran, even though it's used as a promotional track at Republican political rallies. And the Spice Girls' Two Become One is about shagging. I think we know that because of the lyrics. Go on, do me. Do me. I'll do you. You do me. We'll do each other. But there are a couple of less well-known philosophies behind some very famous tracks. Boyzone's Picture of You, you know the video for Comic Relief that starred Rowan Atkinson as Mr. Bean, is Boyzone's reflection on the mining closures around England in the 1980s, which caused major social unrest and unemployment for generations of families. Ronan Keating, the Boyzone head sing man, was quoted after the song's release saying, "Thatcher, shush. Another homegrown pop manufactured thing with women this time, Bewitched song. Bewitched's song, C'est la vie, was a song dedicated to General Gaddafi and his peculiar but inwardly positive outlook on life. Two very interesting things there.
It's October 1st, so we decided to ask couples what their Halloween couples costumes are going to be this year. Okay, starting with Chantelle, age 22, she said, "We'll be going as single people this year with any luck." Okay, Chantelle, thanks for sending that in. Moving on. Jennifer, age 25, she said, "That prick, I could hardly get him to change the toilet roll for the last 18 months. I don't think he's going to change into a bleeding costume for me." Thanks a million for sending that in. Best of luck with that. That's fair enough, I suppose. What about this one? Sharon, she's age 23, and she said, "We're going as Shrek and Fiona this year." Okay, lovely, normal, healthy. That sounds great. Oh, wait, there's actually a bit more to this. "We're going as Shrek and Fiona this year. If Shrek stayed in his stupid swamp and I married the man my mother wanted me to." Right, okay, thanks girls, thanks everyone for the responses there. I'm actually going to suggest a costume to the girls. I'm going to suggest the concept of commitment, okay? Go as that, because I know from personal experience that scared off many a man. Okay, but for full transparency, I will be going as a slutty bunny for the fifth year in a row. So yeah, happy holidays.
Continuing our musical Halloween, what do you call it? Through line, storyline. You know, the two things that were just talked about before, I'm going to continue talking about those things. Michael Jackson, that's the Thriller kind of Halloween reference, has been dead for quite a while now, but new tapes have surfaced revealing the singer's real voice. Interviewed on the streets of Toronto, Michael has seemingly forgotten his usual high-pitched voice and relaxed into what many celebrities have said what was his real, deeper set voice. This was recorded, I believe. Actually, I don't know. But here it is anyway. We got this the other week, so we'll let you know next week when it's from. But here it is now.
What's your name?
My name? Oh, let me tell you my name. I'm confused because, you know, like we're supposed to believe in the ministry, right? So is the church and state supposed to be separate? I'm confused because I never went to school. Right? Is a confused person get a resolution? I don't understand. You see, when you go like that, right, you have a cross, two sticks, right? And that's how I felt when I was in Waterloo. Because when I walked in Waterloo and smiled at people, They treated me like a vampire. They used the cross and they went like this by not smiling at me. In Toronto, hey, hi guys, you know me, Steve Spiros, easygoing. Those who know me, I'm a nobody. You understand? And you can't kill a person with no body. So why am I afraid? I'm not afraid. I'm afraid of the boogeyman. Who's the boogeyman? You figure it out. I'm getting out of here. I'm going back to Waterloo where the vampires hang out. And I'm going to wear my sunglasses that night. You know why? Because women show their tits, have short skirts, and then they feel violated when I look at them. Why? Because I have sunglasses on and I'm weird. I'm from Humberside. I'm sorry if I made a fool of Humberside, but all those people who called me a sleepwalker, I woke up. Now I'm going back to sleep because I'm going to be committed in an isolation room because I'm going to go back to the ministry and allow them to perceive me as I am, a fuck up. Goodbye.
That was Michael Jackson there. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening in. We're going to talk to you again next week. And we'll look forward to speaking to you then about a variety of different things. Remote controls, you know, chess sets and tables and stuff. So that's it. See ya.